Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
To you from following hands we throw, the torch be yours and hold it high.
Hey, good morning, it's Luke Bay, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Joining us in the Street Beat studio, Danielle White and Josh Klein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us why you're here today.
We are here today representing the AP English class for Callis doing the Veterans Day Assembly.
Why are you doing the Veterans Assembly?
We're doing the Veterans Day Assembly because, first off, we have not been able to do it in a couple of years. We want to get back on the tradition like we usually do. And we're doing it to honor the veterans in the local area.
And why do you think that highlighting the veterans is important? Why is it important to you?
I feel like it's important because multiple family members of mine have been in the service. And the service is a big part of this country. And we should really recognize people that have served because they've seen it. They've seen the battles and conflicts, and they've been there.
The reason I believe highlighting the veterans is important is because not only have they served for us, they have seen so much that we couldn't even imagine. I know I couldn't go out onto a battlefield and just keep fighting when someone's rushing towards me. I know I'd probably be running the other way. So having and honoring those people that can do that to protect us is very important.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the assembly. What are you going to be doing?
So what I'm doing is I am doing the welcoming speech, the explanation of Veterans Day, closing speech, and the flag folding ceremony.
Nice. You said you're going to be doing an introduction?
Yes, it'll be an introduction of pretty much, welcome to the assembly, please be respectful.
Okay, and your part?
I'm reading the poem In Flanders Fields and giving a little explanation on the poem beforehand. This poem is very important because it was written just before Armistice Day, which is when the Veterans Day actually started. And one of my favorite parts of the poem, because it is just really, it highlights Veterans Day, is, "To you from falling hands we throw, the torch be yours and hold it high." Basically, passing on the torch to more people. It's one of the most famous war poems out there. And it was one of the things that was required for the assembly. But then because I just didn't want to just read a poem and that's it, I also wanted to give my own personification of the whole thing and actually add a little excerpt beforehand to really tell people why it came about and why it's important.
Can you tell us just a little piece of how it came about?
Yes. So it's 1915, the Battle of Ypres, a very, very bloody battle in Belgium. We have our surgeon here, Canadian surgeon John McCrae, and he's just buried one of his friends, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer of Ottawa. And he buried his friend, and the next day he's outside and he sees that because of all the explosions, this field has been churned up, all the seeds has been churned up, and all of these red poppies are just lighting the field like fire, just ablaze. And he's just like, how is this beauty coming about when there's this huge war happening just miles away?
Wow. Let's go ahead and talk about the assembly. What is the schedule and what's going to take place there?
So first off, we're going to have a little breakfast and like meeting place for the veterans to meet up before the assembly starts. I believe that's around like 7:30, just so that they can all meet each other and talk and have some good food. And then the assembly starts around 8, where we'll get everyone seated. Our first two rows will be filled with just veterans so that they can see it. And then we'll just have all of us signed up, turn the lights down, and then we'll begin with me talking.
Nice. And who should come out to the assembly?
Everyone.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, everyone.
Everyone.
Oh, everyone. Okay, everyone's invited, not just family and friends of veterans. But
no, veterans, even though I would love for their families to come especially, everyone should come to this. This is an important event, and I know a lot of people in like our schools don't really care about it anymore. So I think everyone should come to bask in the moment and realize just how much struggle they have faced.
So go ahead and give us one more time all the info that we need to know.
We're planning on it being about an hour, but depending on how long speaking is and how long it takes to give out the roses, because we give out roses to the veterans, it can take up to like an hour and a half.
About an hour and a half, okay. So, and it's November 10th at 8 a.m., Calais High School.
Yes, in the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria. Yes. And you guys are going to have food, you said? What kind of food?
Yes. So, we have...
Snacks.
Yes, so we have breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
There's coffee, a huge coffee urn, I was told. There's also one of our classmates is making a ham, I guess. I'm getting cheese and crackers personally for the veterans because I know a lot of people love that. And I'm pretty sure somebody said that quiches have been made. So a bunch of like breakfast stuff.
Another person also made whoopie pies and pumpkin chocolate chip whoopie pies.
Nice.
Which I'm kind of jealous that I don't get to eat.
Sounds good. Is there anything else you guys would like to add?
There's also a video montage. The video montage is, I think it's 20 minutes, I'm pretty sure. It sometimes runs high. I remember my freshman year, it ran to like 30 minutes. But basically, we have a couple people that have been interviewed, some veterans in the local area have been interviewed, and then get asked some questions about their time in the service. And there's also a little part where music plays, and there is a photo montage of different photos of people in the local area in their basically like the times they served, who they are, and like combat photos or just regular photos of them in their uniforms.
It is really amazing because some of those people you know, and you know them as they're older, but then you see like the younger pictures of them and you go, wow, and they're still going.
Ooh. Now go ahead and make a call out to your friends to come on out. Like,
so people in my class, please come out to this Veterans Day Assembly. You shouldn't just be there just because you're required to and they are holding you hostage. That's not that is not the reason you should be there. It's very important to honor our service members because they've made this country free. You got to remember that. They really have, and we should give them at least an hour of our time, if not more, like days, but at least an hour of our time, which I'm talking about this assembly, to just respect them. Don't use your cell phones. Don't be messing around, horsing around. Just give your full attention to the assembly. Trust me, it is definitely worth it. Thank you.
I will say for especially the elementary kids, I know a lot of you may be coming, and this may be your first time, so maybe, you know, sit near the front so you get to actually see everything and hear everything perfectly. You'll get to be able at the end to talk to some veterans because we always have people stay after and really bask in that moment of learning.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much. My name is Danielle White.
I'm Josh Klein.
Thank you. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.